The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
It's time for postseason baseball on AM 800 KREI in the Mineral Area College. Cardinals taking game number one of their sub-region series against St. Louis Community College. It took a while before the two teams could figure out not only where but when they would play, but they figured it out. And the nice folks at SEMO, Southeast Missouri, and also Cape Girardeau said that, yeah, go ahead and play at our field in Cape Girardeau, and that's where we are today, Kappa Field in St. Genevieve, or in Cape Girardeau. The Mineral Area College Cardinals a winner in game number one last night, a 6-1 decision over St. Louis Community College. Blakeney Kirby was fantastic in that one, threw 7-plus innings, gave up only two hits, and gave up only one run. He struck out 11 on his way to a magnificent win. David Webb came on for a couple of innings to get the save, struck out a couple, didn't give up any hits or any runs. He threw two innings. So St. Louis Community College actually took three of the four games between these two teams during the regular season, but Mineral Area College closed the season strong and winning 10 of their last 12 regular season ball games, and now you can make that 11 of their last 13 games played. Mac is 30-15 on the year. They went 17-15 in region, 16 played during the year, just one game better than the Archers, who were 16-16. That put Mineral Area College in the 4 seed, Archers in the 5 seed, and Mac, by virtue of finishing 4th in the regular season of Region 16, well, they got home field advantage, except it really didn't play out that way. Mineral Area College supposed to host these games at Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. That field not playable. They looked into St. Louis's field. They thought maybe they could play there. Didn't work out there either, but it did work out to play here at Cape Girardeau. So Mac, the home team in game number one last night, it's the best 2 out of 3 series. First one to 2 wins the sub-region. And so Mineral Area College will be the host team here in game number 2. If it takes 3, then Mac would be the home team a little bit later on today. We broadcast from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth right here on KREI, but we broadcast from Cape Girardeau and Kappa Field where the SEMO Redhawks play. The Redhawks on the road at Belmont, and they've already won one game today at Belmont. They were supposed to play one game Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Apparently weather forced them to not play yesterday. They played Friday and lost. Won this morning, and they're underway right now playing their third game against the Belmont Bruins. Thanks for joining us for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. For all your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit, and online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. We'll continue with your pregame show. On the other side of this timeout, we'll have a chat with the head coach for the St. Louis Archers, Scott Goodrich, and then a little bit after that, we'll hear from Blake Jones of the Mineral Area College Cardinals. That's all on the other side of this one-minute timeout right here on KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our 3 locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Great to be joined by Scott Goodrich now on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. And Coach, first of all, I guess the kind of the main thing is that you guys are able to get the games in. How hard was it to find a spot? I know you tried both homes, first of all.
Well, I think by Thursday afternoon, I was at least pretty nervous about what we were going to be able to do. I think we had maybe exaggerated hope on playing either at Mineral or playing at our place. And I just when things like, hey, it looks pretty good, I think we can do it. And then the rains came, and I think we probably could have played at our place on Friday or Saturday, but the outfield was just so saturated that, I mean, you know, we would have, it would have been an okay place as a last resort, but I think we're in a much better spot here to play in a situation where the field conditions aren't going to play into this whatsoever.
Right, good compromise then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a nice place, and we both had to travel a little bit. And I think both Blake and I, and I think probably most coaches in the region, just do what's right for your players, do what's right for the whole region, and get the games in where it's right for everybody.
You guys took 3 of 4 against Mac in the regular season, so I would think, you know, even though you were a game behind in the entire standings, I would guess you guys have, you know, good confidence coming in.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you look at the games we played against them earlier, I don't remember the exact scores. I'm pretty sure the first game was 2-0, we won, and then they outhit us. I know the second game was pretty close. The third game of the series, we won 6-5, and they had opportunities to tie the game, maybe win the game late in that. So, we didn't think this was going to be easy by any means, and we don't think that, you know, Mineral is going to just roll over for us because we beat them 3 out of 4 in the series. But I think it's an even match. And I think, you know, last night, I don't think we played particularly well offensively. Their guy threw really well. The sense of the game kind of felt like we had been down by 10 or 12 runs, just the way our offense is going. But it was only 4-0 for the majority of the game. And it was 6-0. We got runners on. So it was a little closer, I think, than maybe it could have been or should have been. And then we told our guys at the end of the game, it's like, hey, we brand new day. Just got to win one tomorrow and see what happens.
You've been a good bounce-back team this year, though, it seems like, haven't you?
Yeah, really, for the last month, the regional schedule. It's like we won 3 out of 4 of the vast majority of our final series. And if you look at those series, like Mineral Area game, we lost the 4th one. North Central, we lost the 1st one. Three Rivers lost the 2nd one. So we were still going to be able to come back and win those games. I think St. Charles was a game we lost the 1st one and then won the last 3. So, it's kind of been our MO going in this week. And it's like, hey, no one's beat us 2 out of 3 in the last month. So whatever happens in game 1, let's just worry about game 2.
Nick Wiley is going to go for your ace this year. Good time to have him on the hill. It's a do or die. And what's been kind of the defining characteristics for him this year?
Well, I think about Nick. He's going to throw a lot of strikes, change speeds, and work fast. And he's going to keep our defense engaged. He's very intense on the mound. He's going to compete for us, whether it's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 innings. He's going to give us a chance to win. And hopefully we can kind of feed off that as long as we make plays behind him. We're not in a bad spot, even though we're down a game. We're in a good spot. We got the right guys able to throw today. So if we're going to win, we're going to be able to throw on our best team out there.
Max really gone with Blakeney Kirby, the guy that threw last night, as their top of the rotation guy this year. But statistically, Cole Allen really has been their best. Anyway, ERA, things like that. He's going to go for him today. What's the key to get to this guy?
I think the exact opposite of what we did last night, and that is we need to control the at-bats, not let the pitcher control the at-bats. Their guy last night did a great job by getting ahead of our hitters and being able to pitch his game, and we didn't do a very good job in our approach in attacking that. We were very passive early, and then we tried to make up for that by being ultra-aggressive, and we were getting ourselves out that way. So I think it's really just sticking with our approach. Be ready to hit early in the count. Be ready to hit early in the game. I don't think their guy's any different than our guy and they're different than really any other pitcher. Put pressure on them. Don't make it easy. Make them work a little bit harder than we did last night, and I think, you know, that if he can overcome that, then we'll tip our hat to him. But we just don't need to make it easy on him.
Do you manage it any differently, knowing that you have to win 2 and you could play 2 today?
Not really. I think we managed it a little bit different last night when we got behind. That maybe we had a guy out there that we took out a little bit maybe earlier than maybe we could have or should have, because we want them ready for today. Not that we were giving up at that point, because our guy came in and did a good job after that. But we got to win the first game. We'll do whatever it takes to win the first game. And if we get to game 3, hopefully we do, then we'll worry about that when we get there. But we're going to do everything we can to win game 1 today.
All right, Scott Goodrich joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Back after this right here on KREI. Going to be joined by Blake Jones now, Mineral Area College head coach. You earned home field and you get to go on the road. That's the way it works sometimes, I guess. But take me through the process, coach. I know you kept checking your field. You thought maybe it was going to be St. Louis, and you ended up coming to Cape at Kappa here. And, it turned out to be a good place. But take me through how that all went down.
Yeah, this was a mess. Obviously, we got a tarp situation that's not usable for us right now. And the rain just kept coming and coming. St. Louis was, you know, they had their tarp on, but still they had water standing everywhere in the outfield. And it wasn't going to be an ideal situation. Obviously, we had home field advantage, and we didn't want to have to play at their place if it wasn't possible. And originally, they had some tournament games scheduled here over Saturday. I'm sorry that they ended up canceling. So it worked out. We got the field late last night, and then obviously today.
Oh man, 11-13 now after you win in that first game of the sub region. The guys got to be feeling, you know, just great right now. I think
they do. We're playing well right now, and you know, yesterday up and down the lineup, guys just kept taking quality at bat after quality at bat, and really good win for us. Obviously, what BJ did on the mound last night, and then to put up some runs for him, it was a really big win.
And your reference to Kirby goes 7+, and the first seven that he goes, a no hitter, and got some defensive help, but he must have been super sharp, Blake.
Yeah, he was good. A few more walks than normally out of him, but his stuff was really, really good, and it was absolutely what we needed last night.
I know Blakeney's been a front of the rotation guy. I know you have some other guys that have some great stuff as well, but if you go by numbers, Cole Allen's been the guy for you.
Yeah, Cole's had a huge year. Not a guy that overpowers guys, but just pitches, throws strikes. He's been phenomenal for us.
You know, and the other thing I like about Cole, Blake, is that sometimes you bring him in to you know, be a guy out of the pen. Sometimes you start him, and that his role doesn't seem to faze him. He just comes in and pounds the zone.
Yeah, he's been really versatile early on. You know, he was a guy that was coming out of the bullpen, got some opportunities here and there, and definitely ran with it. And then he's gotten a few starts since then, and he's been really good.
You know, yesterday you hold St. Louis to one run. The defense stood up for you. A plus play out in center field by Caleb Fierstake. And that guy's been a guy from day one. You just set out and you say, go play, and he's just been an anchor for you.
He is. You know, he's definitely going to be a big piece that we're going to miss next year. But he is. He's a guy we know is going to hit leadoff, be in center field for us. And he's obviously a big, big weapon for us.
You know, and Tommy Van de Sanden is a guy at shortstop that, you know, at the beginning of the season, it's not like he was making errors, but it just seems like his level of play has been at its best as the season's, you know, come down to the end here. He gets two doubles. He drives in four for you in a game that you start sub-region off with.
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, Tom's, as I said, a good year for us, and I think he's over 40 RBIs now on the year with what he did last night. So that's obviously a big, big year, especially out of a middle guy. So, you know, Tom's a guy we're really excited to have back. Obviously, he's a freshman, but he's been a good player.
So best 2 out of 3 today. It's not like your regular series during the regular season because you have to win to move on. And obviously you want to take the first win. You're up 1-0, but do you kind of treat any substitution patterns through pitching or anything else differently because of that?
There's just a little more sense of urgency, obviously. Yesterday we had a 6-0 lead when Webb come in. You know, if it was a different situation, we might have not went to him at that time, but he's been our guy. And that was a situation where we had to come in and get outs, and he absolutely did that.
Is it a deal where today, obviously, Cole is your starter. If something happens and he doesn't go as long as you want him to, does that mean you bring your game 2 starter in, or does that change that type of situation at all?
Yeah, so the way it is right now, Cole's obviously getting the start here, and then all arms are on deck. So if it ends up going to a game 3, we'll deal with that once we get there. But right now, if we've got to use a guy to win a game, we definitely will.
All right. I know you'd like to get the first one, but the most important thing is to get one today and move on, huh?
Yeah, it'd definitely be nice to get the first one and head on back. But if it ends up being 2, as long as we come out of here with a win today, we'll be in good shape.
Blake Jones, Mineral Area Cardinals head man, joining us on our Fleegs Equipment pregame show right here on KREI.
And they started a little bit earlier than we thought they would. Started about 7 minutes early, so Mineral Area College already out the plate. And Caleb Fierstake flying out to right field behind him. Liam Hicks rolls one through first and second. He's on with a 1-out single. So already we're to the number 3 hitter in the Mineral Area College lineup, Riley Perks. Mac, the road team, the visiting team, according to the fact that they'll hit first here in game number 2 of this sub-region. Mac winning game number 1, 6-1 last night. The winner moves on to play Jeffco, winner of the regular season, and that'll be later on this week as the final 4 teams of the Region 16 stay alive to play for that Region 16 championship. It'll be double elimination. Riley Perks swinging a miss right there. He's down 0-2 to Nick Wiley. We'll bring you the Presbyterian Manor starting lineups and the Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchups as well. Perks, roller right back to the pitcher. This is a double play ball. They throw across the diamond. You can assume the first one. You can't assume the second one. The first baseman, McGuire Dean, drops it, and Riley Perks is safe at first base. So that first one goes 1-6 for out number 2, but Perks is safe at first base on what will be ruled a fielder's choice. Can't rule that one an error. I don't know if I always agree with that in the way baseball is scored, but that's the way they do it, and that really should have been a double play, but Dean just flat dropped the ball. So here's Jake Pryor stepping in now in our Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, as Pryor dumps this one over the top of the third baseman and right in front of that left fielder. It bounces away from the left fielder to Neuer, and a single for Jake Pryor. So Pryor, the lefty, goes the other way and just kind of bloops one over the third baseman into left field. So Perks runs at second base, Pryor running at first base. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914. Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Nick Wiley's a sophomore from Lindbergh High School in St. Louis. A 5.44 ERA. That's not at the top of the rotation, but, you know, in baseball, you'll throw, you know, you're a good guy against the good teams. And so the numbers, especially in college baseball, don't always bear out to mean that the guy that has the best numbers is necessarily the best pitcher. They feel like Nick Wiley's their ace. He's got a 5.44 ERA. He's thrown 51 and a third innings for St. Louis on the year. Here's a curveball that got by the catcher Cabrera. That'll be a wild pitch. And all of a sudden, Mineral Area College has two runners in scoring position. So a wild pitch right there. And you've got Perks running at third, Pryor running at second base, and Dylan Thomas hitting from the right side from Cabot, Arkansas, freshman third baseman for Mineral Area College, and a single right here. That'd be a nice start for the Cardinals. And for Nick Wiley, he'd love to work out of this jam and throw a zero up here in the first inning. The fastball is away. Wiley is holding the opposition to 208 average on the year. That's probably his best number. He's 2-3 on the year, so probably means he isn't getting a whole heck of a lot of run support in his starts. A swing and a miss by Pryor right there. Two balls and a strike for Dylan Thomas, beg your pardon. 45 strikeouts for Wiley this year against 27 walks. Not quite a 2-1 ratio for him. Wiley's a righty. He's pitching from the left side of that rubber with runners at second and third. Here he comes with the curveball, a swing by Thomas. Fouls it up and against the screen. We're positioned above the action, right behind home plate here at Kapaha Field, the home of the SEMO Redhawks baseball team. SEMO's on the road at Belmont today. Runners at second and third for Mack. They'd love to strike first right here. They're down to their last strike, though, here in the top of the first inning. And now here's a ball driven out to right field. DeNoyer trying to run it down in the quarter. And this one goes over the fence, but foul. So a good cut on it by Dylan Thomas, but he couldn't keep it fair. That would have been a three-run job if he'd have kept it within the white lines right there. See if Thomas can come up with something right here with a 2-2 count. We've got two balls, two strikes, two runners on, and two away. We're in the top of the first inning for Mineral Area College. There's a fastball just off the outside part of the plate. Thomas does not swing, and he goes down on a called third strike. So Mineral Area College does threaten. In fact, they get to two hits in the inning. They get no runs, though, no errors. There was a wild pitch, and two runners are left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Blaine Bessie, Simon DeNoyer, and Luis Cabrera for the St. Louis Archers. We're back in a minute on KREI Farming.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Chad Speaker here, Mike's side this afternoon, Kapaha Field in Cape Girardeau. Kennedy Lira back at the studio, engineering and operating our game. Let's take a look at that other side of that Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914, Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And for Mineral Area College, it's the guy that leads the staff statistically anyway. Cole Allen has been fantastic this year. He's got a 1.69 ERA, four wins versus no losses for him. He's thrown 37 and a third innings for Mack. He has walked only 15 during his time and he has struck out 43, so nearly a 3-to-1 ratio for him. He is holding the opposition to a 168 average on the year. This is Blaine Bessie. You've got Bessie, DeNoyer, Cabrera, the top three in the lineup for the Archers. Cole Allen, the lefty, comes with a first pitch fastball, slices it across the outside portion of the plate. Bessie swings late and fouls it off. Bessie hitting .330 on the year. He does lead the team in on-base percentage, though, exactly what you'd want your leadoff guy to do. Bessie with a .441 on-base percentage on the year. Looked like a screwball from Cole Allen that time, whether it's a screwball or a cut fastball, but that one bent the other way. It bent away from the right-handed hitter toward the first baseline for the left-handed thrower. So tough pitch to hit right there. And Blaine Bessie at the plate here. Bessie has scored 26 runs on the year for the Archers. Archers 19 and 24 on the season they were in, even up 16 and 16 in Region 16 play. Mac was 17 and 15, so one game better. Here's a ball driven out to right field. Jake Pryor gliding underneath of it, and I thought that one had a charge into it, but Jake read it all the way and just glided over to his right, closed that gap, and he caught it at about the 340 mark there in right field. So Jake knew where it was all along, and let's set the defensive lineup for Mineral Area College as they hit the defensive side of the field for the first time. And our lineups brought to you by the Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. You got Riley Perks in left, Caleb Thierstake in center field, Jake Pryor's over in right, foul ball by Simon DeNoia right there down the left side. On the infield, Dylan Thomas is at third. It's Tommy Van de Sanden at shortstop. Drew Bleckley playing second base, and Jared Jones is over at first. Battery, well, you know, Cole Allen's on the hill. And Liam Hicks, who's had one of the best statistical offensive seasons in college baseball, is behind the plate. Nasty curveball by Allen that time. Started that one right at the lead shoulder of DeNoyer, who hits left-handed, and then broke it right across the plate. Pretty pitch by Cole Allen right there. It's lefty against lefty. One up and one down so far. A fly ball to right field for St. Louis Community College. And there's a strike just off the outside corner, and DeNoyer goes down looking. So two up and two down, and it looks like Blue's going to give a couple of inches off the outside corner in this ball game. That's the early indication anyway. Dylan Thomas went down looking. The pitch was outside for Mineral Area College, and there's DeNoyer goes down looking. Pitch was just a little bit outside. That looks like early on anywhere is where the strike zone's going to be. Luis Cabrera, so the pitchers will like that. Luis Cabrera hitting from the right side here, .343 stick for the Archers, a sophomore from Kissimmee, Florida. Luis plays catcher for the Archers. Cole Allen, he's served a variety of roles for this team, a guy that's come in middle relief, long relief. He's been a starter, but he always throws from the stretch. Cabrera tried to hold the swing back that time, couldn't do it. Ball and a strike for Luis Cabrera. And the kick and the pitch. This one's driven out to left field. And Riley Perks takes one step back now, too, and grabs it right there well before the warning track. So three up and three down and an uneventful bottom of the first inning for Cole Allen, the pitcher for Mineral Area College, and the offense for the St. Louis Community College Archers. Mac coming up in the top of the second inning. It'll be Van de Sanden, Jones, and Sepulveda. He'll tell you about those three and hopefully more coming up in 1 minute right here on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
No score through the first inning Anyway, Mineral Area College got some traffic on the base paths in the first inning. Perks got over to third prior to second, but couldn't get anybody around. So Cole Allen and actually Nick Wiley both using their defenses to great effect there in the first inning. Wiley threw a double play ball that his defenders couldn't complete. First baseman dropped the ball. So both pitchers sharp. Both teams have hit the ball hard a couple of times, but it's gone to the outfield four outs. This is Tommy Van de Sanden, freshman shortstop out of the Netherlands for Mineral Area College. And the kick and the pitch on a windup by Nick Wiley and a two-hop roller down the third base line that O'Brien grabs and fires across to his first baseman, Dean, for the out. So a one pitch out for Mineral Area College right there. And here's Jared Jones in his red shirt with the black sleeves, the white pants. That's what Mac's wearing today for St. Louis Community College. They're in all white and then the dark navy blue on the numbers and the letters. Or check the uniforms brought to you by Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most. Here's a fastball to Jones, and that's right across the knees and also right across the outside corner of the plate for a strike. Thanks for joining us today on KRA off-speed delivery, and all of a sudden Jones is down nothing and two, and Wiley working quickly and effectively in this ball game. So Jones hitting from the right side, a 272 hitter on the year. I'll tell you, if Jones gets into one, it can leave the park. He gets into this one, sends this one out to left field, but Nonoyer closes the gap and flashes the mitt up and makes the play in left field. So two up and two away for Mineral Area College here in the top of the second inning, and we're going quickly here at Kapaha Field in Cape Girardeau. Sepulveda, a freshman out of the Bronx, he is the designated hitter for Mineral Area College today. With all the rain around the area over the past few weeks, I'm happy to report that we have 73 sunshiny degrees with virtually no wind out there today. A beautiful day for baseball. Check of the weather brought to you by the Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. This one's low and away, a 1-1 count for Herman Sepulveda. Sepulveda went 1-for-4 yesterday. Nick Wiley on the hill, the righty for the Archers, working quickly, works from the left side of that mound. Sepulveda reaches out and slaps one into the center left gap. Sepulveda striding out and getting into second base. So Mineral Area College getting runners in scoring position with two away in each of the first two innings. Now they need that timely hit, and we'll see if Drew Bleckley can come up with it. Bleckley, a freshman from Wentzville, playing second base for Mac, 262 on the year. Bleckley hitting from the very back of that batter's box, puts that right foot right along that line. It's on turf, and it's painted, so the painted lines here on the turf field won't disappear like they will on that natural dirt, natural grass. Here's Sepulveda with his seventh double of the year, waiting out at second base. Gets a good lead. Fastball coming into Bleckley inside. Andrew nubs that off the inside of his bat. He fouls it over to the left side. Ryan Virgin cops out of the dugout. Pitching coach makes the barehanded grab. No balls, one strike for Drew Bleckley. Mineral Area College trying to score first. Nothing so far. We're in the top of the second inning. Mac had runners at second and third in the top of the first inning. And there's that fastball a few inches off the outside corner. And that's where Blue said the strike zone will be today. So no balls and two strikes for Bleckley. Bleckley at the bottom of the lineup. He can reach safely. Fierce stake back at the top. There's a fastball way outside. And Cabrera dives out just to keep it in front. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Sunday right here on KREI. Mineral Area College, if they win the first, they'll advance to the Final Four of Region 16 postseason play. If they lose this one, there'll be another game, curveball, and the man went around, and Bleckley strikes out to end the top of the second inning and also to end the threat for Mineral Area College. So in the first two innings, Mineral Area College does get a runner in a scoring position, but both times they do it with two outs and can't bring the man around. No runs on just one hit that time for Mac. No errors, and one man is left on base. Mac is stranded 3-2 through two, and it'll be the Archers coming up now. Kyle O'Brien, Nick DeBeer, Clayton Stevens, the scheduled three for the Archers. Nothing the score. At the bottom of the second, we go in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
This is Kyle O'Brien stepping to the plate for the Archers. O'Brien leads this team in, well, most offensive categories. He hits .330 on the year. He leads them in doubles, homers, and runs driven in. 9 round trippers here for the left-handed Kyle O'Brien for the Archers, but he was 0-for-4 yesterday, and he'll face the best that Mac has to offer right here. Cole Allen, been spectacular this year. Allen starts him off with a breaking pitch and a strike. And now a kick and a pitch by Allen, pitch number 2. That one comes right across for strike number 2. And Allen now will have him hitting on his terms. Mineral Area College going to do a little shift here on O'Brien. They've got Thomas playing where Van de Sanden usually does in that shortstop spot. Van de Sanden is playing just about behind second base. And Bleckley and Van de Sanden, the shortstop and the second baseman, are back out on the outfield grass. Kind of a slow swing that time by O'Brien, and he lofted that one out to short center field between short and left. Fierstake had a beat on it the whole time, and he races over to make the play. So one out in the top of the second inning. Allen has retired the first 4 hitters in this lineup, and this is Nick DeBeer, sophomore from St. Charles. DeBeer plays second base for the Archers. He'll hit from the right side. Also a .330 hitter on the year. Here comes Allen, first pitch fastball right off the outside corner. That's where the strike zone has been so far, and that one, once again, is punched through for a strike. DeBeer went 0-for-4 yesterday. Second pitch by Allen. That one's too far away. William Hicks reaches out to grab it. Infield playing straight up now, and outfield really doesn't shade him anywhere and playing him straight up as well. DeBeer doesn't have a lot of extra base hits on the year. This time, he pops one out to short right or well past second base, and Pryor comes on the right fielder to make the play. So a couple of fly balls going for outs in the bottom of the second inning here. In fact, Cole Allen has retired the first 5, and there has not yet been a ground ball. A strikeout in DeNoyer. Everybody else has been a fly ball. 2 to right and 1 to left, and then also the fly ball that went to center field. Here's a 2-hopper now, and Van de Sanden makes the play, puts the mitt down, and comes up firing. That's a 6-3 put out, and the first time we've seen a ground ball go for an out from a thrown ball by Cole Allen. That was Clayton Stevens that slapped it over to Van de Sanden right there. And Cole Allen retires the side both the first and second innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and once again, nobody left. We'll go to the top of the third. We'll also go to the top of the Mineral Area College lineup. Fierstake, Hicks, and Perks after this 1-minute timeout. No score through 2 here at Capahaw Field in Cape Girardeau.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Welcome Jack Sadler onto our team here this afternoon. on AM 800 KREI. Now engineering and operating our game line drive by Caleb Fearstake. One hopper out to center field. Bessie does a nice job cutting it off on one stop. But Fearstake with a great line drive single to start the top of the third for Mineral Area College. He's got one of the best hitters in the country right behind him in Liam Hicks. Fearstake's a threat to steal. 18 stolen bags and 20 tries. Hicks is the guy to drive him in. 12 homers on the year for Liam Hicks. Puts him in top 20 in the country. He's got 53 RBIs. He's 11th in the country, hitting .445, and he's singled back in the first inning. So maybe Mac was something working right here. We'll wait and see. Hicks with an open stance. He closes it down. Now he punches one out to right field, kind of loops it over to the right fielder. An aggressive turn by Fearstake as he approached second base, but shut it down quickly. And back-to-back singles by Mineral Area College, Fearstake and Hicks. And now the third Canadian in a row in the lineup. Here's Riley Perks. Fearstake from Ontario, Liam Hicks from Toronto. We go back to Ontario, and Riley Perks, the sophomore left fielder for Mineral Area College. So Mac has had some traffic every single inning. In fact, they've had runners in scoring position in every inning. They had runners at second and third in the first, runner at second in the second inning, but for the first time in the ball game, they've got the bases with a man at least at second with less than two outs. And so they can find a way to at least get Fearstake to third. A lot of great ways that you can try to work him into the first run of the ball game. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and Perks tried to muscle up on that fastball by Nick Wiley, but Wiley pushed it by him. A ball and a strike for Riley Perks. Perks hitting .281 on the air. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Really should have been a double play. The first baseman just dropped the ball. So Perks did put it in play. He'd like to stay away from the double play right here. And here comes the off-speed delivery. Another ground ball to second base, and it's a tailor-made double play. And this time, St. Louis completes it. So Perks has had two at-bats, and twice he's hit a ground ball up the middle. Both should have been a double play. This time it was, as that one goes 4-6-3. And Hicks is chopped down as out number one. Perks goes out at out number two, and now a little bit harder to bring that run in 90 feet away as Jake Pryor steps to the left side of the play. Fearstake is able to advance to third base. Pryor singled over to right field in his first at-bat, and that'd be a pretty good recipe in this at-bat as well, as Mineral Area College is looking for the first run of the ball game. Open stance for Pryor, hits from the left side, closes it down as the pitch approaches, and the curveball left outside by Nick Wiley. Now, Wiley's done a nice job when he's, I don't even know if I want to say gotten into trouble because nobody's scored yet, but when he's had runners on, he's been tough, and he's let his defense work. This fastball is high. So the 4-6-3 double play as Perks hit into that one, and it was turned nicely by the Archers. The step of the pitch, here's a foul ball. Pryor caught a piece of it, and it goes back to the screen. Two balls and a strike for Jake Pryor from Arcadia Valley. .288 hitter on the year. Jake with nine doubles on the season. He's got four homers. Jake will give you an extra base hitter to a .447 slugging percentage for Jake on the year. He backs off of the plate this time as the fastball was down the turf and down toward his shoe tops. Cabrera did a nice job to scoop that one up, giving Fearstake no chance to come in from third base. Fearstake running at third. Pryor hitting for the left side. Off-speed delivery. And this one's once again down on the turf. And Pryor works a walk out of the deal. This brings in Dylan Thomas. Runners at the corners for Mineral Area College. Dylan Thomas steps in for Mac. Thomas, a strikeout victim. Last time up, he had runners, in fact, at second and third, and left them both there. To his defense, I guess you should say, it was the top of the first inning, and the fastball was 2 or 3 inches off the plate, and this time he pops this one out down the third base line. The third baseman comes on to make the play. Kyle O'Brien sliding down to the seat of his pants, throws the mitt out, and grabs that pop-up down the third base line. An exceptional play for Kyle O'Brien. Kind of an interesting choice for Dylan Thomas with runners at the corners and two away. He tried to lay down a bunt, and instead of laying it down, he popped it up, and that becomes the third out of the inning for Mineral Area College. So Max strands two more. They've stranded now five through the first three innings, and once again, they get two hits but can't get any runs out of them and no errors in the inning. We go to the bottom of the third, and the Archers to the plate with the bottom third of their lineup. Rask, Dean, and Burke. No score through two and a half, and we're back in a minute on KREI.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Well, Matt got a few runs early yesterday in their ballgame. Nobody getting anything through two and a half right here. Blakeney Kirby was fantastic. No-hitter through seven last night. Be awesome if Cole Allen could match his effort. Allen good through the first two innings so far. Mineral Area College has five hits, but they've also stranded five runners through their first three innings of coming to the plate for the St. Louis Archers. Well, they haven't got anybody on yet. And now here's a line drive out to left field. And, well, they'll stop what I just said, just like that, as Tony Rask takes a look at a first-pitch fastball, and he hammers it out to left field, a one-hopper to Riley Perks out there, and St. Louis has a leadoff single here in the bottom of the third inning. Let's take a peek at our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. We will broadcast another game here today if Mac loses. If they win, well, that'll be it. Mineral Area College will have won their sub-region. Tomorrow on the air, we've got state championship softball, first round of the spring high school softball state tournament. Potosi going to be facing Winona. Potosi 18-1 on the year, Winona 11-10. We'll have that for you on the air on KREI 445, Fleegs Equipment pregame show for that one. And those Trojans having just a tremendous season, ranked number one in the state. All right, here's Allen, the third baseman, Thomas, pinching in. This ball is well off the plate, though. So Dylan Thomas, the third baseman, he saw McGuire Dean square to maybe lay one down on the first pitch, and that's why he's pinched in there at third base, the only one pinched in on the infield. Dean didn't square on the second pitch. One ball, one strike. Perhaps they wanted to see if he would. He doesn't here, but he also doesn't offer at it. This one is up and away. Two balls and a strike for McGuire Dean. McGuire Dean from Francis Howell, sophomore. Plays first base for the Archers. He hits 264 on the year. Cole Allen, the left-handed hurler for Mineral Area College, keeping his man close over to first base. There's the kick and the pitch, and there's a ball driven up in the air out to left field. Riley Perks going back on it, and he's front of the warning track and puts up that right hand and makes the catch, throws it in with his left hand back into the infield. Tony Rask was three-quarters of the way to second base and has to retreat back to first. So the fly ball out to left. Cole Allen has really used the yard and used his defense, as all but two of the outs that he's acquired have been fly balls. He's got a strikeout and a ground out, and then the single by Rask to start this inning, and that's everybody. And there's a fastball apparently just off of the outside corner. First base runner for Allen. He throws from the stretch all the time, so it doesn't really affect what he's doing rather than just having a runner in his sight line as he comes set. Kick, pitch, and this one down in the dirt. Liam Hicks. That's just muscle memory for me. Actually wasn't down in the dirt, it was down in the turf. There is no dirt here. One of the reasons they're playing here at SEMO at Capahaw Field in Cape Girardeau. Field in pristine playing condition as it is most of the time with it being a turf field. And here comes Allen. Allen throws it by his man, Thomas Burke. High heat on the outside corner. And two balls and a strike there for Burke. Burke with only three walks and 27 strikeouts on the year. Now he hits 333, which is obviously very good, especially for a nine-hole guy. But that strikeout-to-walk ratio from the hitting perspective, not particularly good. And there's a foul ball over to the right side, and the count evens out now at 2-2. Allen so far has struck out just one. He struck out Simon DeNoyer. DeNoyer went down looking. He's not walked anybody. He's not hit anybody, and he's given up just the one hit so far. He's in his third inning of work. The Archers are the home team on the scoreboard here in game number two. Curveball by Allen left it up, and this one's fouled back to the screen. So Burke, the number nine hitter in the lineup, and barring a double play, we'll see the top of the lineup in Blaine Bessie come to the plate before the third inning is over. Of course, a double play would be just what Allen needs right here. Allen, with that right foot extended forward, slides it. Oh, here's a ground ball to Vandesanden. Vandesanden to second base. Bleckley turns back around to first, and they did it! The 6-4-3. How about that? And Cole Allen now has still faced the minimum. Despite giving off the lead-up single, he faces the minimum with that 6-4-3 double play. Rask goes down as the lead runner, and Burke, the hitter, and he gets thrown down, going down to first base. Good work by Vandesanden, Bleckley, and Jones, but I'll tell you what, a great pitch that time by Allen to encourage that ground ball out. No score as of yet. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Let's see if Matt can break through. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Well, Mineral Area College searching for that timely hit. That's what they're doing. They've had runners in scoring position all three innings so far. Now we go to the top of the fourth inning. And here's a ball that's struck hard, but maybe got under it just a little bit too much. Tommy Vandesanden, the shortstop, runs a long distance to get under that one. That's Thomas Burke, and he makes that fly ball catch way out in left field. Some nice wheels by Thomas Burke right there. So Mineral Area College has had runners at least at second base all three innings. They got to get somebody home, though, is what they got to do now. Here's Jared Jones. And Jones takes a look at a curveball on pitch number one. Jones actually hit the ball pretty hard in his first at bat. It was a fly ball out to left field. DeNoyer made the play on it. Here's a fastball, and Jones pops this one up in foul territory. And the first baseman cannot make the play. It hit McGuire Dean right in the mitt, and he put it on the floor. So Dean has had two plays. Those foul balls are not ruled errors for some reason. It's just a kind of a weird thing. The foul balls are not ruled errors, and you can't assume a double play. And McGuire Dean has cost his team really two outs when he dropped a ball at the end of a double play, and then also that one right there that he had the mitt on in foul territory. Couldn't make the catch. Stowe still on the hill. This is Nick Wiley. Two balls and a strike for Jared Jones. The kick and the pitch, and that one was well outside. Three balls and a strike. I'd love to get Jared Jones a walk right here. He's only had 11 walks the entire year, 20 strikeouts. Wiley continues to work quickly. Fastball in the outside corner. That's in for a strike, and the count runs full. Jones once again hit a ball hard in the second inning, but it was a fly ball that went for an out. Jones hits this one hard, and it's right to the shortstop. Thomas Burke scoops it up and fires across for the putout. So two up and two down for Mack here on the top of the fourth inning, and it's Ramon Sepulveda. Sepulveda doubled in the second inning, and he became that runner in the second inning to get in scoring position that they stranded. Mack has stranded five runners already. They need that timely hit. Sepulveda hitting from the right side. Wiley throws a fastball just off the outside corner, and that is a called strike. Sepulveda hitting 281 coming in. He's But about 284 now, and kind of a half hack at that one as he nubs it down on the turf for strike. Sepulveda had his seventh double of the year in his prior at bat. 2-0 for Mack. We're in the top of the fourth. Sepulveda hitting in the eight slot for Mack. No balls and two strikes for Herman right here. Curveball. And he chops this one a high looper to Burke at shortstop. He's got to make a quick throw. Sepulveda with a long stretch on his final stride, and they rule him out. Just beat him on a bang-bang play, and a good play by the shortstop, Thomas Burke. So for Mack, they go a long fly ball to the shortstop, who caught it in short left field, and then the shortstop, Burke, with two ground balls on the putout. Mineral Area College working the shortstop hard, but Thomas Burke is up to the effort that time in the top of the fourth, and Mack for the first time goes down in order. We go to the bottom of four. We're going quickly in this one, and not only the bottom of four, we go to the top of the Archers lineup. Bessie, DeNoyer, and Cabrera, no score through three and a half, and we're back to Kapahaw Field in Cape Girardeau and went 1 minute on KREI.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken feet, a roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Well, name our Applebee's player of the game coming up at the end of this one. Hopefully there'll just be one Applebee's player of the game. We won't have to play two ball games here today. Mineral Area College won the first game of the sub-region 6-1 last night, and they could come out of here and finish off the sub-region with a victory here in the first game. If St. Louis wins this one, we'll play a third later on tonight. And a first pitch single by Blaine Bessie. Bessie gets his first hit of the series on that first pitch by Cole Allen. Only the second hit given up by Allen. Rask got a single, but he was erased on a double play ball, so Allen has still faced the minimum. And now they're going to get a guy, well, not caught in a rundown, because this will be Bessie scrambling for second base, and he was safe. Bessie got caught off the bag. Hicks pops up, and Bessie bluffed like he was going back to first. That's where Hicks threw the ball. And then so Bessie broke for second as the throw went down to first and then slides into second base safely. So Bessie gets the stolen bag right there. And an unlikely stolen bag by Bessie. Not really an error by Mineral Area College, but they also didn't read it right and play cleanly. Should have had Bessie thrown down as they caught him off the bag right there. For Bessie, his seventh stolen bag of the year on nine tries. Here's a fly ball out to center field. Fearstake makes the grab on that one, and Bessie will not be able to advance to third base. So Bessie, a single and a steal, and then DeNoyer is the first out of the inning. Here comes Luis Cabrera. You've got Cabrera and O'Brien hitting back-to-back, and they're a couple of certainly impressive sluggers. Cabrera with seven homers, hitting .343 on the year. Behind him, O'Brien, who has nine homers and 42 driven in. So this will be a key spot here for Cole Allen, the left-handed starter for Mineral Area College, working now in his fourth inning. Allen comes with a sweeping curveball, and here's a ball that is hit high in the sky. Fearstake's got to come a mile and a half to make the play, and that's exactly what he does. Great play by Fearstake out in center field. Got a great hop on it, and he had to come about 30 yards. Fearstake was playing, just as I look at it, to the left side of second base and deep, and he came all the way to the right side of second base and very shallow in center field to make the play. It was not going to be possible for Bleckley to get there from second base or Van de Santa from short. So nice job by Fearstake closing the gap and making the play there. And here's Kyle O'Brien. So a big spot in this game for Cole Allen. Runner a second is Bessie. Kyle O'Brien hitting .330 on the year. Leads the team in homers, doubles, and runs driven in. And maybe Allen didn't want to mess with him. He plunks him right in the back on the first pitch. So whether that was intentional or not, probably not. But nevertheless, O'Brien reaches on a hit by pitch. Fifth time he's been hit by a pitch on the season. So runners now first and second. Now, DeBeer is still dangerous, but not as dangerous as O'Brien is. But DeBeer also hits from the right side, and O'Brien hitting from the left side. So runners at first and second for the Archers. First time that they've had two men on in an inning. Here comes Allen, and a beautiful pitch by Allen, sweeping it across as he extends the left hand and brings it across the plate and over for a strike. DeBeer hit a fly ball to right field. He was put out in the second inning with that one. DeBeer hitting .330 on the year. He's got a few extra base hits, but not near as many as O'Brien. And here comes the pitch, a curveball that Allen leaves outside. So O'Brien, the guy that just got hit by the pitch, with 42 driven out on the year to lead the team. DeBeer only with 15 RBIs, but he's certainly capable. As we said, good numbers in terms of average at .330 and on base at .402. Allen steps, fires, good curveball. This one's nubbed down the third base line. And a nice job there by Dylan Thomas, not panicking. He knew the runner was bearing down on him, Bessie, and the ball was a slow two-hopper to him. But he caught it in the mitt and then stepped on the bag for the third out of the inning with just about a foot and a half to spare. DeBeer will be ruled over there at first base on the fielder's choice, but Bessie goes out on the force as Thomas grabbed it and stepped on the bag. So no runs once again for the Archers. They get no runs on one hit. There was a man hit by a pitch as well. No errors in the inning, and two men are left on base for the first time. The Archers have men left on base. Allen had faced the minimum before that. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning, and for Mineral Area College, we'll go to the bottom of the order with Bleckley, and back to the top, Fearsteak and Hicks. No score through four. We're at Kapaha Field in Cape Girardeau, sub-regional baseball, Mineral Area College style. We're back in a minute right here on KRAI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader. Add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
No score through four. Top of the fifth inning. Zeros on the boards. Mineral Area College to the plate. It's Drew Bleckley hitting in the number nine spot. And then back to Fearsteak and Hicks. Bleckley takes a look at a fastball up. Three balls and one strike for Bleckley already in this count. As we said, no score as of yet. Both pitchers just kind of cruising along right here. Wiley for St. Louis and Allen for Mineral Area College. Fastball driven over to the left side and foul. We might not even get a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Thanks for listening to us on KRAI. Also online at MIMOinfo.com. Our online sponsor, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. And a full count delivery for Bleckley. Ground ball up the middle. DeBeer takes two steps to his right. Grabs, turns, fires. A long 4-3 put out. But the ground ball put out nonetheless. And Bleckley goes down with the ground ball up the middle. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower. And LS Tractors mow with an attitude and lead the herd. Don't just follow. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. We're to the top of the order. It's Caleb Fearsteak. Fearsteak 1-for-2. Fearsteak takes a look at a curveball that broke across the plate for a strike. On that hill, Nick Wiley has worked quickly the entire time, works from the windup. Fierstake turns him around, plays it the other way. A long fly ball and about a foot foul down the left field line. The left field wall there in the corner is 330. And Fierstake hit that one about 320, 325. He bounced it right in front of the fence. In fact, it bounced over the fence, but it was just foul. So Fierstake nearly had his 11th homer. And he just about had his 19th double as well. But all accounts is a long strike right there. And no balls and two strikes for Fierstake. Fierstake, as we said, singled in the third. Hit a fly ball to right field of the first inning. Takes a look at a pitch outside that time. First ball of the sequence for Nick Wiley. Wiley has been sharp today. He holds the opposition 208 percentage on the year. Fierstake scoots back off of this low inside pitch. And the count evens out now at 2-2. They play Fierstake straight up in the outfield and regular depth in the infield as well. Kick of the pitch from Wiley. This one's way out. And Fierstake, who was down nothing and two in the count, has now worked it full. See if Caleb can work his way on. Bring one of the best hitters in the country up right behind him. Here's a fastball down the middle. Fierstake rolling it. And can he beat out the pitcher to first base? He cannot. Good effort by Nick Wiley that time. Fierstake with good hustle down that first base line. That was the first baseman, Dean, that put his mitt on it and then flipped it over the pitcher, Wiley, who was covering. And a couple of ground balls for Mineral Area College to the right side here in the top of the fifth inning have gone for outs. And now here comes Liam Hicks. Of course, Liam Hicks could untie this game with one swing of the bat. How about if he deposits his 13th homer over the wall? Guy's been red hot the entire year, particularly at the beginning of the season, where he had 11 home runs over the first half of the schedule, but only one home run here over about the last 40% of the schedule. But guy's got dynamite in his bat every time he comes up. Fastball outside, down in the turf. Evens the count now at 1-1. Hicks hitting .455 on the year, and that puts him 11th in the country. He gets on base more than half the time, a .559 on base percentage. So far, he's 2-for-2 today with a pair of singles, and this one is a bullet that he sends out to the right center gap. He's going to turn hard at first base. He's going to dig for second, and there'll be a play out there. He dives into second base safely. Liam Hicks, a three-hit day, 3-for-3, two singles, and now the double, and the 18th double of the year for Liam Hicks ties him for team high honors. He's got a two-out double, and Mineral Area College now needs that timely hit to push somebody across. Great piece of hitting by Liam Hicks, yes, but if he doesn't dig hard out of the batter's box, probably doesn't have a double. And so Liam made that happen with hustle out of the box that time. Great hit by Liam. And he's got a two-out double and hoping that Riley Perks can bring him around. Perks has hit a couple of ground balls to second base in his two at-bats. Should have been two double plays. The first time he hit a ground ball in the first inning, and the first baseman dropped the double play ball, but coming back to him the second time he completed it. So let's see if Riley can do something better than a ground ball to the right side this time. I bet he can. He hits from the left side, and here's a fastball up and away. Two balls and no strikes. A little chatter coming out of the Mineral Area College dugout over there. Mineral Area College has had traffic on the base paths 4 out of the 5 innings, but they've not been able to bring anybody around yet. No score through the first 4 innings. Mineral Area College, the road team here in game number 2 of this subregion. And there's a strike on the outside corner by Nick Wiley. Perks hits from the left side. Sophomore left fielder out of Ontario for Mineral Area College. 2 balls and 1 strike for Riley Perks, the runner at second base. Liam Hicks got the 2-out double. Perks pops this one out to right field. Stevens glides underneath of it, takes 4 steps in, and makes the play. So Perks 0-for-3 so far today, and Mineral Area College has stranded their 6th runner of the ball game, and 4 of them have been in scoring position. Mack does get no runs on 1 hit, no errors that time, and 1 man is left on base, their 6th stranded runner of the ball game. No score through 4.5. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Stevens, Raskin, Dean for the Archers in 1 minute right here on Super Talk 800.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley, right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Well, swiftly moving ball game here at Kapaha Field in Cape Girardeau. Donuts on the boards through 4.5. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now. And for the St. Louis Archers, they'll bring in Clayton Stevens, Tony Rask, McGuire Dean. Cole Allen has been sharp. And this one, just like he's been all year, 0.169 ERA for Cole on the year. He's held the opposition to 1.68 batting average. Sharp is, he's just been dominant this year. He's been so fun to watch. And here's the kick and the pitch from Cole. He slices it across the plate, and the curveball comes inside for a strike. Nice-looking pitch right there. Mineral Area College defeating East Central in softball 11-9 in their Region 16 tournament. Here's a hard-hit ball out to left field. It's off the top of the fence and gone by Clayton Stevens. A line drive that hit off the very top of the fence and then skipped out into the rest of this park. And the Archers are up 1-0. Clayton Stevens has his ninth home run of the year. His 27th RBI, and more importantly, he's put St. Louis out front 1-0. The home run by Clayton Stevens. So for Mineral Area College, they've had guys on the base paths time after time after time, but they've not been able to deliver the big hit. For the Archers, they have not had much traffic on the base paths, but they bring in the run. Only three hits for the Archers here in the bottom of the fifth inning, but they get the home run shot by Clayton Stevens to take the lead, and they're on top 1-0. Tony Rask hitting from the right side now. He fouls this one up and over the screen. The Archers won the regular season series against Mac 3-1. They won the first three games, 2-0, 7-3, and 6-5. And then Mineral Area College won the fourth game, 10-5, to avoid the sweep. Here's a pop-up on the right side. And coming over to try to make the play is the catcher, Liam Hicks. Can't do it. Maybe it would have been an easier play. The first baseman, Jared Jones. Hicks was running, trying to look back up and over his head as the ball was popped up, as he had to run forward after it, but look backward. Jones was running toward the pop-up, but Hicks is the one that called for it and couldn't catch it. Rask getting 278 on the year. He did single in the third, but then was erased on a double play ball. Allen fires it in, and this one bending outside, and winds up well outside as Hicks puts the mitt to it. 1-0 lead for St. Louis. That home run by Clayton Stevens, the only score in the ballgame. Cole Allen throwing for Mac. And here's another long fly ball. Fierce take, though, has this one in his sights, and he grabs it just before he hits the warning track out in the left center gap. Allen has pitched to contact in this one. And the Archers, the majority of their balls put in play have been in the air, but they've, well, stayed in the field of play other than the one by Stevens. So one out in the inning. We go to the number 9 hitter. This is McGuire Dean. Dean over 1. Fly ball out to left field and his only other at-bat in the third. Allen attacks him aggressively on pitch number 1, and the fastball is fouled back to the screen. Dean, sophomore first baseman. 264 hitter on the year for the Archers. Got a little power. 5 homers, but only 4 doubles. Has more homers than doubles. Kind of an interesting twist. Curveball that really didn't for Allen that time and leaves it outside. Left-handed thrower, right-handed hitter. Dean was 1-for-1 yesterday. Walked a couple of times. And he did score the only run of that ball game for St. Louis as Mack beat him 6-1. Comes the pitch, and it's a curveball this time that does clip that called strike zone on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes for McGuire. Dean, would have been a very difficult ball to hit. A curveball that was left outside. The strike zone also has been a couple of inches off the outside part of the plate. And they're going to go with fastball in the outside corner. McGuire, Dean goes down hacking. Second out of the inning. Here's the number nine hitter, Thomas Burke. Freshman out of Eureka plays shortstop for the Archers. Burke hitting from the right side. Allen touched up for the leadoff home run here in the bottom of the fifth. Clayton Stevens hitting his ninth homer of the year. That's the only run of the ball game by either side. 1-0 lead here for the Archers. Archers have only three hits so far in the ball game. Mineral Area College has doubled them up in terms of hits in this game, 6-3. Allen back on the rubber. Burke steps out of the batter's box, taking a little bit of a break. Fierstake in center field, playing Burke to pull Allen a little bit as he's over to the left side of the second base bag. But this time, the foul ball is hit away down the first baseline and well foul. Burke hit into a double play in his only other at-bat in the third. Rask was the guy that reached on the leadoff single. And then a fly ball after that, and then Burke grounded to shortstop for the 6-4-3 DP. This pitch is up and away. First ball of the sequence for Thomas Burke. Burke hitting .333 on the year. Cole Allen continues to work quickly. Kick and the pitch, and this one's well away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Well, Allen, he doesn't walk off of that mound at all. He gets maybe a half a step away from the rubber, but he just hangs out right there. He says, give me the ball, let's go to work. Defense really likes that too. They don't have to stand back on their heels and walk around the entire time. Fastball up and away, swing and a miss by Burke, and after giving up that leadoff home run, Allen goes with a fly ball out and then a pair of strikeouts, and we are done with the fifth inning. But the run coming in for the Archers on that leadoff homer by Stevens, one run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. So Mineral Area College, which has been searching for that timely hit the entire game so far, has to come through with something now. Of course, they would have had to anyway to win the game. It's a 1-0 lead for the Archers. We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Go to the middle of this Cardinals lineup with Pryor, Thomas, and Van de Sanden in 1 minute right here on Supertalk 800 KREI.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Well, we need to get that Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard moving for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. They've been shut out through five innings here. But here's a leadoff single at least by Jake Pryor. He's going to try to turn it into a double. He pounds it down the right field line, slides in, and safely a leadoff double right there for Jake Pryor. And Matt continues the trend of base runners in this ballgame. The trend they're going to have to snap now is leaving guys out there. Matt has stranded six so far in this game, but they trail now 1-0. And they've got Dylan Thomas, Tommy Van de Sanden, Jared Jones, the scheduled hitters coming up. Somebody's got to find a way to bring Pryor around here. Jake Pryor, 2-for-2, and he's on base 3-for-3 today. A single, a walk, and that leadoff double for Mack here on the top of the sixth inning. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy has St. Louis up 1-0 here. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Here's a fastball that's popped up to the left side. O'Brien, the third baseman, comes on, calls for it, and makes the play. So a pop-up to the third baseman, and Thomas goes down out after one pitch, and here comes Van de Sanden. Whatever Tommy Van de Sanden had going yesterday, it's time to call on that. Van de Sanden, 3 for 4 yesterday, 2 doubles, and he drove in 3 runs yesterday. Today he's got a ground ball and a flyout. What do you say you're driving a run right here, Tommy? Runner at second, Jake Pryor. Van de Sanden hitting from the right side, fastball away, in fact, well away. And Cabrera had to dive out just to keep it in front. Pryor with a leadoff double. Thomas pops out. And here's Van de Sanden hitting .330 on the year. He's driven in 40 on the season. Fastball over the fat part of the plate for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, 1 aboard, and a 1-0 lead for St. Louis Community College. Mack beat him 6-1 yesterday in the opener of this sub-region. Fastball, this one's 3 inches off the plate, but called a strike. That area off the outside corner has been a strike all day long, but that one may have creeped a little bit further than the rest of them. Van de Sanden didn't like it. A ball and 2 strikes now, and now he's got to really open it up. And the kick and the pitch and a curveball. Van de Sanden puts a bat on it. It's a two-out popper to the third baseman, and they can't make the play at first. I don't know how they're going to rule that one. It was a very difficult play and a slow roller. So I'm going to scoot back and look over to my official score guys, and I'm going to ask them what they think on a hit or an error. And they say an error right there by the third baseman. Okay. A tough play, certainly. And Pryor had an opportunity to advance there. Not a great opportunity, but if he timed it right. Now, he's not particularly fleet of foot either. And now here's Jared Jones. Jared Jones digs into one. He muscles it through the strike zone. Back, back, and off the wall. Pryor digging around third base. He's going to represent the tying run. Van de Sanden into third base. And Jared Jones with a stand-up double, and he ties it at 1 apiece. Jones just inches from a 3-run home run. But he gets a run-scoring double, and Mineral Area College continues the inning with runners at second and third. Jones hit that one a ton. I thought it was going to lead off the bat, but it remains in the yard. But he ties the game at 1 apiece. Jared Jones with a run-scoring double. His 4th double of the year. His 26th run driven in. 2 doubles for Mineral Area College in this inning. And let's see what Herman Sepulveda can do. Fastball up and in. Runner at third base is Van de Sanden. Just one away. A lot of ways to get this run in. What do you say, Herman? Jared Jones running at second. Sepulveda doubled in the second. Grounded out in the 4th inning. So he's 1 for 2 today. The infield pinched in just a little bit here for St. Louis to try to prevent that run scoring from third base. Fastball, middle of the plate. Sepulveda fouled it. Back up and over the screen. A ball and a strike. So a double by Pryor, a pop-out by Thomas. Van de Sanden reaches on the error, and then Jones with a huge run-scoring double. Oh, it was inches away from a 3-run home run. But the RBI for Jared Jones. And he's tied this one up. Man, I thought the thing was going to leave the yard. Sepulveda takes a look at a pitch low and away. 2 balls and a strike for Herman, a freshman from the Bronx, New York. He's the designated hitter for Mack. Here's a fastball. This one's driven up the middle. This will score 1 run. They're going to try to make the out at first base. Got it! But Sepulveda puts Mack in the lead. Van de Sanden crosses the plate, and Mineral Area College is up 2-1. Sepulveda with his 20th run driven in the year. Great work by Herman Sepulveda. A ground ball up the middle. Yes, he's thrown out at first base. That doesn't matter much as he drives in the run. And Van de Sanden scores it, and 2-1, Mineral Area College is on top. Fastball middle of the zone for Bleckley. Runner advances over to third. That's Jared Jones. Jones with a crushing double earlier in this inning. And Nick Wiley continues to throw for St. Louis Community College. He hops this one in, and Cabrera uses the chest protector just to keep it in front. Mineral Area College on top, 2-1. 8 hits for Mack. And only 3 hits for St. Louis Community College. Fastball 3 inches off the outside part of the plate. That's where the strike zone is today. And Bleckley steps back in now. Down one ball, two strikes. Runner at third, Jared Jones. Bleckley hitting from the right side. Pitches up. Two balls and two strikes. Two away. And we're in the top of the sixth inning. Mineral Area College has scored for the first time in this ball game. They respond after the solo shot by Clayton Stevens to lead off the bottom of the fifth. St. Louis went on top 1-0. And here comes the pitch. This one low and away. Cabrera does a masterful job of mitting that one. The pitch came in so quick he wasn't able to slide his entire body over, but he flashed his mitt over there and he caught it on the short hop. There was a chance maybe for Jones to score there if that one got by him, especially if it was deflected wide. So full count delivery and a swing and a miss that time by Bleckley. Wiley does give up the two runs, but he strands Jones over at third base there. Mineral Area College gets two runs. They get it on the strength of two hits, a pair of doubles, one by Pryor, one by Jones. There was one error in the inning, and there was one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and we'll go to the top of the Archers lineup, Bessie, DeNoyer, and Cabrera. Mac on top, 2-1. And we're back in a minute right here on KREI.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Quick break brought to you by McDonald's. The fast break brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. We haven't had a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Both pitchers have done a terrific job. Cole Allen gave up a leadoff home run in the last inning, the top of the fifth, to Clayton Stevens, but Mack responds with a pair of doubles and a pair of runs in the top of the sixth to take a 2-1 lead on our Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. We go to the top of the order for the Archers here, and Cole Allen back out on the hill for his sixth inning of work. Allen has given up just that one run, obviously earned with a homer, and he has struck out three so far today. And Allen's control has been pinpoint. He has not walked anybody. But he throws a pair of balls to start off Blaine Bessie here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-1 lead for Mineral Area College. And this one well off the plate. Three balls and no strikes. I think this is the first time that Cole Allen has had a three-ball, no-strike count. Blaine Bessie leads this team in on-base percentage, .441 on the year. And Allen throws that one off the outside corner. Now, that is called a ball, but that's where a strike has been all day long. It was off the plate, probably 3 inches, but that's where Blue's been calling him. So Bessie reaches on the walk, the first walk of the ball game for Cole Allen. Allen's got to be thinking, okay, it might have been off the plate, but that's what you've been giving everybody all day. Here's Simon DeNoyer. DeNoyer over 2 on the day. DeNoyer squares to Bunnett, pushes it past the pitcher, and didn't get there in time as Bleckley kind of throws a shot put over to Jared Jones for the out. And that one was just about as close as they come. DeNoyer did his job. Bleckley, the second baseman, hustling to grab that ball. And as we said, a little shot put over to Jones for the first out of the inning, but for the Archers, they get the run in scoring position with their big boppers coming up, Luis Cabrera and Kyle O'Brien. Cabrera, though, 0-2, and O'Brien 0-1 so far today. Allen gives up the leadoff walk. Denoyer bunts him over. And this is Cabrera with his 37 RBIs on the season, hitting for the right side. Pulls this one. Foul over to the left side. So the sack bunt by Denoyer, and a nice job by him. Pushed it past the pitcher, Allen. Running over his second base, Blaine Bessie. He represents the tying run. Cabrera, of course, representing the go-ahead run. Mac on top, 2-1. Zeros on the board until the bottom of the fifth. A solo shot for the Archers. Mac responds with two runs in the top of the sixth. And nearly three. I'm telling you, Jerry Jones missed a homer by just a few inches. He slammed it right off the top of the wall. Turned out to be a run-scoring double, but he nearly scored three on the big blast to the left center gap. Went out to the 375 mark in the power alley, and he had to have hit it 373. Cabrera, sophomore from Kissimmee, Florida, and he's the catcher for this crew. Curveball, and he pulls it foul again. Ball and two strikes for Luis Cabrera. Cabrera hits 343 on the year, seven homers for him on the season. Guy with a big knock today for the Archers, Clayton Stevens. He notched his ninth homer of the year to lead off the last inning with the solo blast. Cabrera hitting for the right side, the very back of the batter's box. Cole Allen, the lefty, on the hill for Mac. Comes three quarters and throws this one down on the turf. Hicks digs it out. Two balls, two strikes to Cabrera. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at second is Bessie. Bessie walked, and they pushed him over on a bunt. So here's Cabrera in the battle with Allen. Outfield playing straight up. Second baseman Bleckley playing over there to cover the runner. Now he'll make a stride out to play the field. And here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Vanda Sanden fields cleanly, throws across. Good solid play. And the 6-3 put out. So two away. In the bottom of the sixth, the Archers do manage to advance the base runner over to third base, Bessie, but if they can get the man at the plate, they can get out of here with no damage. O'Brien, the cleanup hitter for this team, he's a guy that really has the numbers. I mean, this guy's a masher. A .635 slugging percentage for O'Brien, nine homers, 18 doubles on the year, leads the team with 42 runs driven in. He hits from the left side against the left-handed throwing Allen, and this is a ball smashed out to right field. Jake Pryor gliding over to the 330 mark. He's right along the foul line and makes the play. Cole Allen striding off the field with a smile on his face, looks up to the sky and said, yeah, he hit it hard, but all it is another loud out. Good play by Pryor over there in right field, and Allen comes in with no damage in the inning. He did walk one, and so that means he did strand run, but no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man is left on base. The Cardinals coming back in the top of the seventh. We'll go to the top of the lineup. Fearstake, Hicks, and Perks. We'll do that in 1 minute. 2-1 Mineral Area College on top after six here at Kapaha Field on KREI Farmington.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
We've got our first Midwest Sports Center pitching change of the ball game. Midwest Sports Center on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. You can close the book on Nick Wiley. Throws six inning, gives up eight hits, two runs, one of them was earned. Walked a man, struck out three. And now going to be Brian Corroyo checking in for St. Louis. Corroyo leads them with a 3.25 ERA. He's thrown 36 innings on the year. The opposition hitting only 218 against Corroyo this season. He has struck out 48. He's walked 19. So Corroyo with nice numbers, a freshman out of Kissimmee, Florida. Throws from the right side. And he'll go against the leadoff hitter for Mineral Area College right here in Fearstake. Top three hitters for Mac. Fearstake, Hicks, and Perks. We're at the top of the Mineral Area College lineup. Fearstake swings at a fastball low and down the middle, and he fouled it over to the left side. Fearstake, 1-for-3 so far today. Hits from the left side, curveball, and a nasty one sets him down, and he's a strikeout victim. So Fearstake, 1-for-4 today. Liam Hicks, well, hey, Liam Hicks is swinging a hot bat. Something new, huh? Hicks has been on fire the entire year. Tremendous season for Hicks. 4.45 coming in. He's 3-for-3 today with two singles and a double. Hicks hitting from the left side. Leads the squad with homers, 12 of them on the year. Hits from the left side. Right-handed throwing Corroyo right here. Corroyo throws this one up and out. Brian Corroyo. Wiley throwing the first six innings for this team. It's a 2-1 lead for Mac. They'd love to tack on here. There's a breaking pitch by Corroyo that busted down into the zone. Back door. Here's looks like a cut fastball that slides away from Hicks that time. Two balls and one strike. Corroyo's got some good stuff. Works quickly now. Quickly winds up. Hicks swings through. Pitch low in the zone. Fouled this one over to the left side. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. We're in the top of the seventh, and Mineral Area College leading St. Louis Community College 2-1. Curveball, Hicks stayed back, but a one-hop ground ball over to the second baseman, DeBeer. No problem from him, 4-3 put out. Mineral Area College with two up and two down. This is Riley Perks. Perks looking for his first hit of the day. Reached on a fielder's choice. Hit into a double play. Well, hit into a double play ball. And then he flew out to right field as well. So 2-2 in the inning, and that's gone quickly. And this one's low and down in the turf. Cabrera digs it out. Ball and a strike for Riley Perks. Perks went 1-for-4 yesterday, did score a run, and also reached on a walk. So he was on base 400 at 2-for-5. This one just off the outside corner for a strike for Brian Corroyo. Middle infielders just on the edge of where usually it would be a dirt meeting the grass, but it's brown turf meeting green turf, and Perks goes down swinging right there. Mineral Area College really not putting up much resistance against Corroyo right there. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Mineral Area College nursing the one-run lead. It's DeBeer, Stevens, and Rask for St. Louis Community College. We'll do that in 1 minute right here on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Two-one Mineral Area College leading it on the Parkland Health Bar Pharmacy scoreboard. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cole Allen back for his seventh inning of work. And in case you're wondering, no, Cole has not thrown a complete game this year. There have been only six complete games. Blakeney Kirby has four of them. Ryan Paschal, Parker Stidham with the other two. Parker Stidham actually up warming in the bullpen. Not because Allen has faltered at all, but just like anybody, they have a kind of an idea of a pitch count on him and how he's looking. Allen has given up only one run, a solo leadoff home run by Clayton Stevens in the bottom of the fifth inning. He'll face Stevens in this inning. You've got DeBeer, Stevens, and Rask. Cole's been sharp again today like he has all year long, a 1.69 ERA, the opposition hitting only 1.68 against him. And if he can last another few outs, then he'll be right under or even right at or even under that ERA on the season. And there's a diving effort that time by Van de Sanden. He throws from his knees over to first base, but not in time. Terrific effort by Van de Sanden right there. Got a good break on that ball. A two-hopper up the middle, dove behind second base. Used that turf to kind of slide and shift his body. But the throw over to first base, although it was on target, it was not in time. And so a leadoff single for Nick DeBeer. Here's Clayton Stevens stepping in. And this is the gentleman that deposited the last pitch he saw over the left field fence, or more appropriately, I should say, on top of the left field fence, because it bounced off the top of the fence and over. For Mineral Area College, they kind of had the opposite, as Jared Jones hit his one off the upper part of the fence, but it stayed in the field of play. It would have been a three-run shot for Jared Jones. For DeBeer, or for Stevens, rather, he hits that one off the top of the fence, and then it comes back into the field play. Who knows what would have happened there? After his homer, Allen got the next three in order, a fly ball and a pair of strikeouts. Here's a curveball to Stevens. He pulls this one sharply to the left side near the Mineral Area College dugout. So the single from DeBeer, the lead off the bottom of the seventh inning, a 2-1 lead for Mack. Mack has out hit the Archers, 8-4, and they've played a little more cleanly than St. Louis has as well. No errors for Mineral Area College and two for the Archers in this ball game. Not much of a lead over there for DeBeer. And here's a pitch well outside for Allen. Stevens, 12 walks, 36 strikeouts on the year, so certainly a candidate for that. Stevens is a sophomore, played high school ball in DeSmet. And 1-for-2 today. He's got that home run, and he also has a ground ball in this ball game. Ground ball wouldn't be bad right here. About a ground ball up the middle for another double play. That'd be all right. Full count now for Stevens. Allen has walked only one today, and then he's also hit a guy with a pitch. But his control has been fantastic, just like it has been all year. Runner is off and running with the pitch, so no chance to get the lead runner. Van de Sanden going to throw across the diamond, though, and he'll cut down Stevens on the ground ball. Pretty smart move that time by Scott Goodrich of the Archers as he sends DeBeer on essentially a hit and run. It was a full count delivery coming up, and DeBeer advancing. Stevens is thrown out for the first out here at the bottom of the seventh, and here comes Tony Rask. Rask 0-for-4 yesterday, 1-for-2 today, but he was also cut down as part of a double play ball back in the third. And a curveball thrown in there by Allen, a hard hit ball, but it's up in the air, and Fierstake is underneath of it. He makes the play, and the runner out of second base, DeBeer, just bluffs like he's going to try to advance, does not do so. Fly ball out to center field. So good work by Allen. Gives up the leadoff single. It was a single that never left the infield, but wasn't an error either. It was a well-hit ball up the middle that Van de Sanden got to behind second base and made a good throw over to first from his knees, but just not in time. But Allen getting the next two in succession with a ground ball and a fly ball, and this is McGuire Dean for the Archers. McGuire Dean 0-for-2 today, a fly out and a strikeout for him. Plays first base for St. Louis. Cole Allen on the hill, working from the stretch, glances back, now comes by. And nice backdoor curveball, clipped off the corner of the plate as it came through for a strike. So nothing and one for McGuire Dean, 264 hitter on the year. McGuire 1-for-1 yesterday, scored a run, also walked twice. Hits from the right side, Allen a lefty, Dean calls for time before the delivery. And as pitchers are taught to do, Allen delivers the pitch anyway. Won't count, though. He'll reset and try it again. Runner out of second base, Nick DeBeer. singled and advanced on a ground ball. He was looking for a straight steal if the hitter wouldn't have made contact. He was off before the pitch was delivered. This one's outside. McGuire Dean, long blonde hair, hitting from that right-hander batter's box. And Allen comes with a fastball, not only away, but also moving away. And McGuire Dean swinging a miss. Nasty pitch to try to handle as a hitter. It was coming in on a plane that the umpire has called strike most of the day on, but it also was cutting away, and it started about 2 inches off the plate. It finished about 4 inches off the plate. Dean couldn't catch up with it. A ball and two strikes, and now here's a curveball coming in and a magnificent catch over at third base by Dylan Thomas, and he throws across the diamond on a web gem. The play of the game for Dylan Thomas. Diving over to his right, grabbed the ball on a quick hop, and then pops up and throws his man out going to first base. One of those game-saving type of plays by Dylan Thomas on the 5-3 putout. Tremendous defensive effort. One hit in the inning, but no runs, no errors, and one man is left on base. And a great defensive play by Dylan Thomas, preserving the 2-1 lead for Mineral Area College. Matt coming up in the top of the eighth. It'll be Pryor, Thomas, and Van de Sanden. The scheduled hitters coming up for Mac in 1 minute on KREI.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, the web gem by Dylan Thomas to close out the bottom of the seventh inning and help Cole Allen preserve that 2-1 lead. And now Mineral Area College is at the plate. This is Jake Pryor. Pryor goes against Brian Carollo. Carollo made quick work at the top three of the Mineral Area College lineup in the seventh inning. Fearsteak, Hicks, and Perks all went down with a whimper. A little ground ball and a couple of strikeouts. Pryor taking a look at a 2-2 count right here, swinging a miss now. And Carollo has struck out three of the four hitters he's faced. He's coming with the nasty stuff now. Carollo with 48 strikeouts on the year versus only 19 bases on balls. 48 strikeouts and only 36 innings pitched. So averaging more than a strikeout per inning, about 1.35 or so. The opposition hitting only 218 against him. He really does have some lively stuff coming out of that right hand. Dylan Thomas, the hitter for Mac, righty against righty now. And there's a little slider that apparently is a little low that time. Mac is out hit St. Louis 8-4. They lead 2-1. And here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Burke. Burke stays down on it and fires across the diamond for the putout. Thomas had some nice timing that time. Timed out that fastball well. Pulled it over to the left side, but it was right to Burke. Burke's had a nice defensive game today. In fact, in the fourth, he made every putout. He ranged back behind third base to track down a fly ball really in shallow left field to make the first put out of the fourth, and then a couple ground balls for him late to that inning. He didn't really let anybody else get involved. There's a fastball right over the fat part of the plate that Van de Sanden didn't want any part of, and that's in for a strike. Van de Sanden, after a 3-for-4 yesterday, is 0-for-3 today, but after reaching on an error in the sixth, he came around to score what would be the winning run if the game stopped right now. Was the go-ahead run at the time, and Mac leads 2-1. There's a filthy curveball that drops into the zone for a strike, and Van de Sanden quickly is down, nothing in two. Van de Sanden was driven in by Herman Sepulveda later in that sixth inning, just two innings ago. His pitch low and in. First ball of the sequence for Vandesanden. Vandesanden has played some good defense today, and he is a strikeout victim there. So Mineral Area College goes quietly once again against Corojo, and Mack really doesn't look like they have much of a plan against this guy. He has struck out four of the six batters he's faced, and the other two have gone down on ground balls. Corojo has just been dominant in his, well, short run so far. But Mineral Area College, they're starting to count outs now. Try to just get six more outs and win this ball game and win this sub-region, but still a long way to go. It'll be Thomas Burke at the bottom of the order, then back to the top with Bessie and DeNoyer. And here comes Cole Allen for his eighth inning of work. We'll tell you how it goes in a minute on KREI.
JR's on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. JR Springs not too far away, and that's when Midwest Sports Center gets really fun.
Yes, it does, Mark. We've got a huge spring sale coming up on all side-by-sides. I've actually got a huge sale going on right now on all Can-Am Defenders. If you're looking for a side-by-side, give me a call, JR at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975.
Where are you located at?
124 Walker Drive.
That's in Farmington, Missouri. Stop by and see JR today at Midwest Sports Center.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Chad Speaker here, Jack Sadler in the studio, engineering and operating our game for us tonight. I say game. If Mineral Area College wins this one, they will advance to the final four portion of the Region 16 tournament. That's the plan for Mack. If they are not able to hold on in this one, then they will play a third game in this sub-region. And a doubleheader tonight, just a few minutes after the conclusion of this one. Cole Allen has gone all seven innings so far for Mack, and he's back out there for his eighth inning of work now. Allen has been masterful all year long, and he'd be a fitting guy to be on the mound as Mack tries to close out this sub-region. But that time, Thomas Burke, the number nine hitter, stuck his elbow out, and it just clipped him on his armor, and so he will reach first base on a hit-by-pitch. Allen has hit two guys with pitches. Burke right there was just an inside pitch that Burke threw his elbow out at. Knew he had that armor protecting his elbow, and that's how he reached. The other one, Allen really got kind of more of his money's worth. He drilled Kyle O'Brien right in the middle of the back in the fourth inning. So this runner becomes the potential tying run, and everybody who comes to the plate, the potential go-ahead run, of course. Blaine Bessie is the top of the order for the Archers. And Scott Goodrich has demonstrated that he is willing to use the bunt to advance runners. Mineral Area College third baseman Dylan Thomas pinching in on that corner down third baseline. The Archers did successfully execute a bunt that they pushed past the pitcher earlier in this game. Curveball, foul ball over to the right side. Blaine Bessie is 1-for-2 today, but he's on base 2 out of 3 times. Hit the ball to right field, a fly out in the first inning, singled in the fourth, and then reached on a walk in the sixth, the only guy to walk in this ball game against Cole Allen. Runner at first is Thomas Burke. He was hit by a pitch. 1 ball and 2 strikes for Blaine Bessie. Bessie, a 330 hitter on the year. Here comes Allen, and sliced that one right across the plate. Now Bessie is looking at the umpire as if he didn't like the call, but that thing was right across the plate. That was a beautiful pitch by Cole Allen. And Bessie goes down looking. First out of the inning. How about a double play ball here, Cole? That'd be all right. Mineral Area College, regular depth on the infield here. It's Simon DeNoyer hitting for the Archers. DeNoyer is 0-for-2 today, but he's the one that successfully executed that bunt back in the sixth inning. He advanced Bessie. They were not able to score that run, but DeNoyer definitely had a nice bunt, pushed it past Allen, the pitcher. Bleckley got it and beat him by less than a half a step. Well, a little shot put over to the first baseman, Jones. This time, Denoyer stays with the outside pitch and pushes it the other way, but it's a fly ball right into the mitt of Riley Perks. That fly ball to left field becomes the second out of the inning for the Archers. In Mineral Area College, well, you start to count outs now, four outs away from a victory in this sub-region, but the narrow list of leads, a 2-1 advantage for Mac. And we're in the bottom of the eighth here. Cole Allen has gone the distance for Mineral Area College and comes with a curveball in the outside corner. What a pretty pitch. And Hicks framed him up nicely as well. Backdoor curve, and Cabrera looked at it for a strike. You'd love to get Cabrera here because you've got Cabrera and O'Brien, the two big hitters for the Archers. I mean, they do provide more than the other guys, and Cabrera now hammers this one out to the right center gap, but Pryor shades it over to his right, step, 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 and he makes the grab. The fly ball out to right field, the third out of the inning. And Cole Allen hit a guy with a pitch, but no runs on no hits, no errors, and that one man was left on base. Mineral Area College, three outs away from victory in this ball game and from taking this best-of-three sub-region from St. Louis Community College. Mac going to look for a little insurance in the top of the ninth coming up next, and we'll go to the bottom, a third of the order with Jones, Sepulveda, and Bleckley. We'll do that in a minute right here on KREI.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Well, Cole Allen with a masterpiece so far. And the only question now is... Well, I guess there are several questions, but one of the questions will be, will Blake Jones send Cole Allen back out in the ninth inning to try to get that complete game win, or do they bring in somebody to try to put a nail in it in the ninth? Allen has been great through the first eight innings, so we will see. Here comes Jared Jones to start the ninth inning for Mineral Area College at the plate. Jones 1-for-3 today, but he had a rocket blast back in the sixth inning. That served as an RBI double to tie this game at one apiece. And I thought off the bat it was going to be a three-run home run, but it just hit the top of the wall and bounced back in to the field of play. But he did score prior to tie the game at one apiece. And then Mineral Area College was able to score that go-ahead run right after that as Jones cannot keep from pulling his bat around on that pitch. He took a look at a first-pitch fastball for a strike and came around on a second-pitch curveball and quickly down nothing and two. Brian Carollo has been dominant in his short stay on the mound. He throws a curveball low right there, but Carollo has faced six hitters for Mineral Area College. He was out for the seventh and eighth, and now starting the ninth, and one ball and one strike and a swing and a miss by Jones, and Carollo has struck out now five of the six batters that he has faced in the ballgame. I mean, he is... Mac, they haven't even been close against this guy. And here comes Ramon Sepulveda. Sepulveda hits from the right side, swings at this pitch, kind of nubs it back up, and a quick pop-up right back to the pitcher. Carollo just jogs off the mound and takes four steps and makes the play. So the pop-up goes back to the pitcher. Mineral Area College would love to see a little two-out rally to try to put a little insurance on the board, but in the absence of that, I mean, it's looking like Mineral Area College just kind of try to collect three outs in the ninth inning, win this thing. And here's a pitch way inside. Bleckley contorted himself. I don't know how it didn't hit him, but it didn't. Bleckley today 0-for-3, struck out twice, a ground ball once. Drew, the number 9 hitter in the lineup right here, a freshman out of Wentzville. Drew's played a nice second base for Mack today. Made some good plays. If Bleckley can reach, go back to the top of the order with Fierstake. And here comes the pitch from Carollo. I mean, this guy, he's throwing darts. Mineral Area, when Mineral Area isn't confused, they can't catch up with him. And one ball and two strikes for Bleckley. And he makes a little venture outside of the box and asks for time to try to clear his head. And he swings at this one and punches it over to left field, but foul. So apparently the little timeout for Bleckley at least helped him lock in a little bit more. Nearly a double right there for Bleckley. But he's down in the count, one ball and two strikes. And Brian Carollo has been fantastic for St. Louis. No runs, no hits. Hasn't walked anybody. He's thrown 2 2/3. And this pitch is in and low to even the count of 2-2. Bleckley, as I said, has struck out 5 of the 8 batters he's faced so far. And this time it bounces on the outside corner. And Bleckley has worked the count full. You never know, huh? Bleckley 1-for-4 yesterday. So he's 1-for-7 here in the sub-region. And here's a fastball that strikes him out. He goes down looking. So Mineral Area College kind of whimpering on the offensive side ever since Brian Carollo stepped to the mound. But for Mack, it's all about getting 3 more outs and winning this thing right here. We go to the bottom of the 9th. Mineral Area College leads 2-1. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with 2 side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any 2 full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner-lunch menu. Or pick 2 items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Hi, it's Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington. There is absolutely nothing more frustrating than having to spend hours and even days trying to get your prescriptions filled. That's why it's time to come see me in Maple Valley right next door to Dollar General. We can take care of you and your family's medications quickly and efficiently. We are a preferred provider for most insurance plans, and we will take care of you with excellence. Making you number one is what makes us number one at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Mineral Area College with 30 victories this year, twice as many wins as losses, 30-15 on the season. Mineral Area College did not lose a game outside of Region 16 play. They're 17-15 inside of Region 16. Mack looking for win number 31 and trying to collect 3 outs in order to do so. If Mineral Area College can get 3 outs right here, they will have won their sub-region. They will advance to the Final Four. It'll be a double elimination tournament. They'll start off next week against Jefferson College, not only the top seed in the tournament, but Jeffco, the regular season champs, 28-4 inside of Region 16, and they have won a school record 29 straight games. But for Mack to make that happen, right now they've got to come up with 3 outs. And Cole Allen, left-handed pitcher, trying to go the distance here for Mineral Area College and throw his first complete game of the season. And he's facing off against the top hitter of the Archers. It's Kyle O'Brien to start off the bottom of the 9th inning. Lefty against lefty right here. And O'Brien swings through an outside fastball, lifts this one out into left field. And a big sigh of relief by Cole Allen as he gets through the best bat in this Archers lineup. Fly ball out to left field for out number 1. Now you've got Nick DeBeer. You go from a guy that had hit 9 home runs on the year and 18 doubles to DeBeer now. Still a good hitter, hitting .330, but 7 doubles and 1 homer on the year. So that's a big out for Cole Allen right there. Lefty against righty in this matchup now, and Allen just pops the middle of the zone for a strike. Allen looks like he really wants to come after these guys here in the 9th inning. DeBeer playing second base is 1-for-3 today. And there's the curveball and a chopper down the third base line. Thomas mitts it, fires across for the out. Another great play by Dylan Thomas. It wasn't a difficult catch for Thomas. What he had to do, though, is he had to get that transfer from his mitt to his hand and fire over to first base quickly in order to get that out, and that's exactly what he did. And after getting the first two hitters of the bottom of the ninth right here, Cole Allen looking for his first complete game victory of the year. He's 4-0 on the season and trying to send Mac to the Final Four of Region 16. Standing in his way, Clayton Stevens, the only guy to touch him up today. First bat, pitch fastball right by Stevens. Stevens knocked one off the top of the left field fence and over for the only run of the game for the St. Louis Archers. He's 1-for-3 today. A couple of ground balls to shortstop and his other two at-bats. Allen kicks, pitches, outside corner, strike called. That's where the zone has been all day. It was about 3 inches off the plate. And now Allen forcing Stevens to hit on his terms. The Archers down to their final strike here in sub-region play. Cole Allen comes set. Glances in. Here's the kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss! And Cole Allen has pitched a complete game victory to send Mineral Area College into the Final Four of Region 16 postseason play. Mac wins 2-1 today behind a masterful performance by the lefty, Cole Allen. Coming next, we've got your post-game show, and it's your Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lidington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net.
Here's a look at the latest job bank. Proper Produce is now hiring local and over-the-road drivers. Mississippi Line Company in St. Genevieve is seeking an experienced driver for their MLDS driving division with mostly local runs and home most nights. Gilster Mary Lee is taking applications for a 10-week CDL training class. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. Madison County Wood Products in Fredericktown is hiring for a maintenance technician. Lead Belt Materials Company has an immediate opening for an asphalt laborer and an asphalt distributor operator. Timber Creek Resort is hiring for qualified individuals to add to their staff. Oaks Trucking is hiring Class A CDL drivers. The St. Francis Country Club is looking to hire a laborer. The City of Farmington is accepting applications for a part-time dishwasher and custodian for the Senior Center. For more information, go to mymoinfo.com and click on the job bank.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lidington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lidington, and online at Fliggs.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
This is Myrna from the Jefferson County YMCA. Let the adventure begin. Summer day camp at the Jefferson County Y is designed for kids going into first grade through age 12. Fun adventure, themes, sports, games, arts, field trips, and much more. Camp runs June 3rd through August 9th. Give your kid a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No-Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No-Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No-Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Cole Allen comes set, glances in. Here's the kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss! And Cole Allen has pitched a complete game victory to send Mineral Area College into the Final Four of Region 16 postseason play. Mack wins 2-1 today behind a masterful performance by the lefty, Cole Allen. Well, Cole Allen was spectacular. Great work, Jack, in getting that one ready for us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. We'll have our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game coming up and our Patsy's Furniture play of the game, and Jordan Thompson joining us. Hey, Greg, we've got a couple of guys joining us on our post-game show as well. We'll hear from Jared Jones. We'll play his double as we move along, and also great to see Cole Allen. And boy, was that guy good for you today, huh?
Oh, man, it was unbelievable.
Picked a nice time to throw his first complete game of the year, huh?
Yeah, he did. He was just phenomenal. Didn't start early for us in the season. Has just been phenomenal lately. Really earned it, really deserved it, so it was awesome to see. He came in after the eight innings and said, I'm finishing it, so that was cool to hear.
You know, and it's, you don't know from up here. You guys obviously see down there, you know how many pitches he's thrown. You know what his delivery looks like. Was there any question at all?
There was a little bit of question. We knew we were running him back out to see O'Brien. He finished with 95 pitches, which is phenomenal. Wow. I think it was after the six, I asked Ryan. Ryan keeps a pitch count. I asked him what he was at, and he said 68. And I was just baffled. He was just efficient, really, really good, threw a lot of strikes, kept them off balance. So there was a slight question just to possibly go to righty to see him, but what he did in the last inning, he earned it. He deserved it, so it was a pretty easy decision.
And with the way that Coroyo was throwing for them, I mean, you had to have everything.
Yeah, we knew he was good. We've seen him a lot in the series, in the regular season, unfortunately, and just a really good arm. He competes. He fills his own. As soon as he gets ahead with fastball, he goes to the slider. It's pretty devastating. So we knew he had to get home early. I thought Wiley was really good, too. He mixed well.
Yeah.
He threw a lot of strikes. You could tell everybody was fired up. A lot different game than last night, but it was really good to see. I just told the guys in the talk, I just said, you guys are perfect. Everything was perfect. Our defense was fantastic. Our pitcher was awesome. And offense was just enough to get it done. So I just thought they were really, really good today.
Well, it sure was. I mean, Jordan, there are a couple of key spots, you know, in this game. And let's compare, because they have two errors. You guys don't have any errors. A double play ball to get out of an inning. And then I thought we saw an absolute web gen by Dylan Thomas over there at third base. He dives to grab a ball, gets up, fires across for just a huge out.
I did too. Line. I thought it was phenomenal. And I told them, and I told a couple other guys, I thought the biggest part was that he made the throw. A lot of those guys in that spot, especially at this level, will eat that. You know, they make the play, the runner's in front of them. A lot of guys won't have the confidence to throw it over there. If you know Dylan, he's real monotone. He don't get real energetic. Some guys, you know, off the field, you would think he's kind of lazy, and he's not. He's just cool, calm, collected at all times. And just a big-time play by a big-time guy.
You know, I know Jack's in the studio. He's got some of our plays of the game lined up for us. That is actually our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. And Jack, let's hear that play from Dylan Thomas on that web gem down there at third base. Ball and two strikes, and now here's a curveball coming in, and a magnificent catch over at third base by Dylan Thomas, and he throws across the diamond on a web gem. The play of the game for Dylan Thomas, diving over to his right, grabbed the ball on a quick hop, and then pops up and throws his man out going to first base. Some of you mentioned there, Jordan, the pop-up, and he got rid of the ball. So Scott Rowland stuff, man.
It was really cool. It was really cool to hear that highlight. I'm glad to hear that. You guys do an awesome job. But it was. He popped up. He got rid of a couple pitchers at the end of the dugout. Said, I can't believe how fast he moved. He never moves that fast. I don't even think Jared had a chance to get to the bag before he let it go. So just an awesome job. Really good play. I thought Tommy Vanasanta made some really nice plays. Even the ball that he wasn't able to throw him out, just that he made that play, we were really good today.
You know, and you get a local guy, Jared Jones from West County. I thought it was a three-run homer. I really did.
I thought it was, too. And you got a great view up here as well. I told him when I talked to him, I said, you just haven't been in the weight room enough. You couldn't get it. Jared's been unbelievable for us, especially these past 3 weeks. It's really neat to see where he's came from when we got him to where he's at. He's in our seven hole, and anytime he's up, we feel just as comfortable as anybody else. So, big-time ball there. And then I thought Herman did a phenomenal job putting a ball in play there. He's had a lot of those chances. He's had some success. He's had some failures. And that was a huge spot in the game. Just really, really good to see him put that in play.
And we compare and contrast, Jordan, like we did earlier, too. Herman gets the go-ahead run, the winning run, drives it in. The guy who scored it was Van de Sanden. And now he reached on it. It was going to be a difficult defensive play. But I think your guys were the official scorekeepers. I leaned back. They gave him an error. But you know, some of the differences, you know. You guys play clean, and Van de Sanden reaches on an error that gives Sepulveda the chance to drive him in there.
Absolutely. That's something we always talk about, too. You know, busting it hard out of the box. These guys really wanted it. Several times throughout the year, we talk about who wants it more. And when I went home last night, I thought about it. And these guys just, they really, really wanted it. They deserved it. They've earned it. They've worked really hard for it. It showed again today. They really, really wanted it.
You gave up 4.3 runs per game during the year. In the sub-region, only one run in both games. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That doesn't happen often. The last 2 weeks or so of our season, our arms have been fantastic. And big contributes from Kirby and Al, and those guys just been so good for us. It was really neat to see what they were able to do in this tournament.
Well, I know that you want to enjoy this one, but let's peek ahead anyway. Is it Thursday? Is that the first game?
Yeah, it's Thursday. We'll play Jeffco.
And all they've done is win 29 straight.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about it. They need to enjoy this one. They need to go home and soak it in and enjoy this because this was a great accomplishment. But definitely not done. You know, our season goals start with winning a region tournament. So that's our plans. We've beat Jeffco in it before, and they've beat us. So pretty familiar with seeing them. I think we played them very close this year, several one-run games. Yep. I know we'll be ready as they will, so it'll be a good game.
Do you have time enough, Jordan, to just reset your pitching rotation?
Or? Yeah, it's not a ton of time, but that's what we will do. Mm-hmm. Kirby will go game one, Cole will go game two, all things fitting.
Yeah, and if they throw the complete games, then you won't have to worry
about
anybody
totally.
Else, right?
If they play like this, if we have, you know, defense like we did and our offense shows up like this, we got a chance as well as anybody.
Great. Went 31-15. Way to go, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's talk with a few of the other players now, and we'll also mix in our Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game. And you already heard our big play right there on our Patsy's Furniture play of the game. Jared Jones joining us right now. And let's go ahead and listen in, first of all, to the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game, and then we'll talk to Jared about the play. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. You can call Mike Welker at 1-800-851-5371. And here's Jared Jones coming up in the sixth inning to put the first run on the board for Mac.
Well, we got a glitch. We'll play that in a minute.
Okay, we'll talk to Jared about it. Jack will stand by, and we'll get that play for you here pretty soon. But, Jared, as I'd mentioned to Coach, you were sitting right here. I thought it was a three-run homer when it left your bat. Yeah. What did you think?
Well, when I hit it, you know, I hit it off the end a little bit, but I thought I I hit it enough just to where it could get out, but it didn't. But it felt good. I mean, it had that height to it and everything, but just didn't get it done. But it helped. I got the double. That's all I cared about. I got the runs in.
Yeah, you drove in Jake for the first run. Of course, if Jake wouldn't have been out there, you'd have had your first triple of the year easy, wouldn't have you?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What was the pitch? And tell me about, you know, as the pitch comes in, what are you seeing and how are you reacting on that?
I was sitting fastball. I knew Wiley was kind of a fastball kid first pitch, so I was hitting fastball. And he threw it chest high, and my coach is always getting on to me about that chest high fastball. But that one I got a hold of a little bit, and I was just sitting on fastball and wanted to do some damage with it with guys on base. So,
Jared, Mineral, if I remember right, Mineral Area College wasn't your first choice. You were going to go somewhere else, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you thought about it some more. You came to Mineral Area College, and now here you are helping the team get to the Final Four of Region 16 play, you know, in a program that's been just miles away from where you grew up.
Right.
How's that feel?
It feels great. It feels great, you know, being a local boy and trying to trying to show that, you know, any local kid can play with any other kid, you know. I mean, it's just playing at the college level is the greatest honor I think I've had. You know, I'm pretty blessed to play at Mineral Area College, too. It's a great program, and I've been having a lot of fun playing here.
I think we got our ducks in a row. You want to hear your play?
Yeah, it's up to you.
Here's Jared with his double. And now here's Jared Jones. Jared Jones digs into one. He muscles it through the strike zone. Back, and off the wall. Pryor digging around third base. He's going to represent the tying run. Van de Sanden into third base. And Jared Jones with the stand-up double, and he ties it at one apiece.
Pretty good stuff. Way to deliver, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
Jared, it. Jared Jones on our Home Pools and Spots postgame show. Let's go with our player of the game now coming up. And this has got to be our Applebee's player of the game. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's in Farmington. And as we talk now to Cole Allen, and Cole's been fantastic for the team all year long. And Cole, you lead the team in the ERA. The numbers look fantastic. But, you know, you're in the ninth inning of a 2-1 game. Some of those numbers start to go out the window, and you start thinking about toughness and grit and things like that. And Coach told us as soon as you came in the dugout, you said, I want to finish this thing. Tell me about walking off the mound, first of all, at the end of the eighth inning and kind of headed toward that dugout.
I was walking in, I looked up at Coach, and I had no idea what my pitch count was going out into the eighth. And I just looked at him and said, I just want to finish it. I just want to do it. I have no idea. No one ever told me what my pitch count was.
Did it feel good, though? You felt like you were pretty efficient throughout most of the ball game?
Yeah, honestly, I had as blink of an eye and the game was over. I just went out and took it inning by inning.
You know, a lot of times, too, if you get a big lead, you're almost out there playing with house money, you're loose. You didn't have that at all today because it was a one-run game the whole time. You're trailing 1-0 just a little bit in that ball game. Every pitch you threw was a high leverage pitch today. That speaks to some mental toughness as well.
Yeah, a lot of grit out on the mound.
So, now, who's calling all the pitches for you?
I'm pretty sure Limo called all the pitches that game.
Did Limo call? So, tell me about the game he called and kind of you guys working together there.
Well, every inning he comes in, and we've seen this team, and I pitched against this team in the regular season, and that big lefty comes up, and we always come in the dugout and talk the next inning, who we got up next, and where we want to do and try to locate balls.
So are you guys talking about, hey, this is working. Hey, we set this guy up this time, this way. Last time, let's come up at him this time, the next time up.
Especially the kid that hit that home run off a changeup. We try to stay away with different pitches, fastballs, elevating and breaking balls away.
You know, you got unlucky there. I mean, the guy hits it off the top of the fence and it skims over. Yeah. And then Jared gets up and he crushes one off the top of the wall and it bounces back into the yard.
It was exciting, yeah.
It was exciting. What was working for you, I think, best of all today?
Definitely the slider for efficiency, but fastball, I was getting up in kids' head.
Yeah, and you seemed like you located really well today. You walked one guy. So really good stuff. Your defense was spectacular today. And, Jack, let's go ahead and take Cole through one of the defensive plays. This is a play a little bit earlier on in the game. This was a double play ball that Mineral Area College had, pitcher's best friend. And let's go ahead and listen to that double play ball started out by Tommy Van de Sanden, and we'll get Cole's reaction to that.
Allen with that right foot extended forward slides it. Oh, here's a ground ball to Van de Sanden. Van de Sanden to second base. Bleckley turns back around to first, and they did it. The 6-4-3. How about that? And Cole Allen now has still faced the minimum. Despite giving off the lead-up single, he faces the minimum with that 6-4-3 double play.
And you heard it right there. You'd given up the hit, and then all of a sudden that hit's erased. That's got to lift you up so high as a pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Double play balls are just something to get excited about in a game, especially if it gets you out of an inning.
And then I thought you had great play from Dylan Thomas over at third all day.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. He's something else. I love Dylan. You know, he's great defensive, and he's got an arm for a little kid.
Fear steak, too. Fear steak came a long way on a couple of balls.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely.
You got to have a lot of confidence in that defense behind you, right?
Oh, yeah. I always have him. Always have in the back of my mind. I know I got guys behind my back. I just got to throw a ball over the plate.
All right. Fantastic game today. Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha. Cole Allen joining us on our Home Pools and Spas post-game show, and a great performance by him along with all the Mineral Area College Cardinals today. No errors for Mac today. They get 2 runs on 8 hits. No errors. 1 run on 4 hit for 2 errors. For the St. Louis Archers. Let's run through the final numbers as well today. First of all, for the Archers, they get Nick Wiley going 6 innings, gave up 8 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned, 1 base on ball, and he struck out 3. Brian Carollo was almost unhittable today. Well, in fact, he was. He threw 3 innings, didn't give up a hit, didn't give up a run, struck out 6, didn't walk anybody. Carollo was untouchable today. But the guy that went the distance for Mac, Cole Allen, 7 innings pitched, gives up 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. It was a homer that skimmed off the top of the fence, struck out 5, hit 2 guys, and walked a man. On the offensive side for these two teams, the Archers have Blaine Bessie go
1-for-3 today. Simon Denoyer was 0-for-3. Luis Cabrera 0-for-4. Kyle O'Brien had an 0-for-3 day today. Nick DeBeer was 1-for-4. Clayton Stevens gets the only run and only RBI for the Archers. He hit a homer in the fifth, glanced off the top of the wall, and over. That was his only hit. He went 1-for-4. Tony Rask was 1-for-3 today. McGuire Dean 0-for-3, and Thomas Burke was 0-for-2. The Mineral Area College Cardinals have Caleb Fierstake, their leadoff man, go 1-for-4. Liam Hicks, right on schedule, a 3-for-4 day for Liam Hicks today. He was fantastic, as always. Riley Perks went 0-for-4. Jake Pryor, 2-for-3, and scored a run. Dylan Thomas was 0-for-4 today. Tommy Vandesand, an 0-for-4, but Tommy did reach on an error, and he scored the winning run in the sixth. As well, after reaching there, Jared Jones 1-for-4. It was that double that you heard that drove in Jake Pryor. And then Herman Sepulveda, he was 1-for-4 today, but he drove in the winning run on a ground ball to shortstop in the sixth inning. And then Drew Bleckley was 0-for-4 today. The takeaway from this game is the complete game work of Cole Allen today. Seven innings pitched, gives up only that one run, and Mineral Area College wins it 2-1. They take the first two games, the best out of two out of the three sub-region that's played actually here in Cape Girardeau. It should have been a home series for Mac. Field was unplayable because of weather. Our thanks to SEMO and the city also of Cape Girardeau as they allow Mineral Area College to play at Kapaha Field here in Cape Girardeau. And that's where Mac gets it done. They win last night 6-1 to take the first game of this sub-region and win today 2-1, really in spectacular fashion. Mineral Area College going to be playing Thursday against Jeffco in the final four of the Region 16 tournament. You kind of reset and play a double elimination from there. Jeffco 47-8 on the year. They've won 29 straight. Mineral Area College comes in hot. They've won 12 of their last 14 ball games and now 31-15 on the year. My thanks to Jack Sadler. My thanks as well to the coaches there at Mineral Area College and the guys that joined us on the air. Mac's next game against Jeffco going to be called by Matt Greenwood. Matt calls the games for KJF Radio, our close affiliates in Festus. And so Matt's going to be down there calling the Jeffco games. Jeffco, the number one seed. And so Matt will call that game of Mineral Area College against Jeffco. And he'll follow both teams through the tournament for us. And he'll cover Jeffco and Mineral Area College as well. Matt always does a great job for us, and we appreciate his great work as well. Jack Sadler in the studio, engineering and operating our game today. Always appreciate his great work as well. I'm Chad Speaker, and for the final time this season, I thank Saints so much for listening. I'm rounding third and heading for home.